You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Tuesday evening, the Archbishop of Rio de Janeiro, Orani João Tempesta, is presiding at the official opening Mass for the 28th World Youth Day. Brazilian Father Leandro Lenin is in charge of organising the programme of catechesis for the hundreds of thousands of young pilgrims who've enrolled in the event, and many more who are expected to arrive over the coming days. The head of the English programme, Sean Patrick Lovett, who's following this papal visit, caught up with Father Leandro to find out more about this crucial part of the six-day event and about special provisions for disabled participants.
Father Leandro, so many nations represented here, it must have been a huge challenge to try and set up these different catecheses. How many are there for English-speaking pilgrims?
We prepared 24 places for catechesis to the pilgrims that speak English. So for us, it's not difficult. It's a great honor to receive everybody. So all the challenges we faced, so we are happy to face, because we want to warm welcome all the pilgrims that come.
What exactly, explain to our listeners the purpose of the catechesis. What is the idea behind offering these catechesis?
With the catechesis, we try to make everybody go deeper in the theme of the World Youth Day. So the main theme is go and make disciples among all nations. And what we try to do in three mornings is to explain how to be a real disciple, how to be a real missionary of Jesus Christ. In three mornings, the pilgrims will meet with a bishop that will explain deeper this theme. With the catechesis, we understand that we make a hoard, the beads, and beads full of sense, because we don't want only pilgrims that just go to the big venues. We want pilgrims that are aware of their mission and their responsibility after the war of today, because they will be sent by Pope Francis and they will get back to their countries to make new disciples. And catechesis is the secret. So if everybody appears there and make this experience with the bishop, they will understand that in these new days, we need new instruments, we need new people as these youngest that will visit us.
There's another novelty regarding the catechesis here in Rio, and that is the special attention that's being paid to people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. So we have just one place for people who asked us to receive special attention, with wheelchairs especially. So we will attend 160 people, with the people who are in touch with them, like volunteers to help them to move. And it's a special place in the north zone of the city, in a parish called São Cosme e Damião. So there will be the only venue for a catechesis with simultaneous translation. So we're going to serve these pilgrims in five languages. And the bishops will be Brazilian bishops that will be there. So for each day, one bishop, so three different bishops will be there, and we try to make them being part of the program of the Warrior of Today, as well as the other pilgrims. So it was a good initiative with the accommodation section that in touch with us from catechesis told us there are people that want to receive a special treatment, but they want to be part of the whole event. So how to make it? So we prepared very special a place for them to participate of the catechesis too.